This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. Just when we thought the stream of big news was over for 2010, ANN has learned that Honda successfully completed the first flight of its FAA-conforming HondaJet test aircraft on Monday. Hawker Beechcraft has reached a $40 million agreement with the state of Kansas that incentivizes the company to maintain its presence in Wichita and at least 4,000 jobs there over the next 10 years. NavMonster.com is the latest online flight planning site to cave to the threat of patent litigation from FlightPrep.com. Meanwhile, there's a new website dedicated to promoting a boycott of Flight Prep products. The Chinese government has signed off on what's described as an innovative maintenance repair and overhaul joint venture between Air China and CFM International. The production rate for Boeing's 777 will increase to 8.3 planes per month in the first quarter of 2013. That's up from 5 per month this year. Airbus has delivered an A380 to Qantas, the first since an uncontained engine failure grounded the Qantas A380 fleet back in November. World Fuel Services Corporation says it has a definitive agreement to acquire NCS, Nordic Camp Supply APS, based in Aalborg, Denmark. WSI, Weather Services International, says Intellicast.com, its weather website, is now available as a free, downloadable iPad application from the Apple App Store. And Northrop Grumman reports the German Air Force Eurohawk recently logged a 30-hour flight over Edwards Air Force Base in California. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Bob Wood, chairman of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, talks about what exhibitors are bringing to Sebring next month that we haven't seen before. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.